and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, today I was having one of my shower moments, you know, the moments where you get the most clarity for the day. And, you know, it's amazing to me because things just pop in my head and my mind, and I go, wow, that was the solution. And it made me stop and think about how often the solutions we need are the simplest ones and the ones closest to us, but we don't see them. We assume that because it's such an easy solution that it just can't possibly be right. I'm sure you've had that happen to you too. And there was a period in my life where I felt like I had to prove that I had the answers. And I was overcompensating because of all the things I knew I could no longer do. But I still wasn't giving people in my life the honor of listening to them fully and sitting with what they were speaking to me in love. And I didn't recognize it as love because I was in the middle of dealing with my ego, right? And so the ego came about because of the impairment and resulting inability to do things that I always knew I would be able to do. And so when that thought came into my mind this morning, I was like, wow, that's deep. And I had spoke to someone for the first time, I want to say 2 days ago, and we were looking at something that I was dealing with, and she made the most simple statement, and it almost went over my head because it was just that simple. And so while I was in there in the shower, I was like, wow, why would you fight with something for so many years and not even recognize the solution was in front of you the whole time, right? And so as I sit down and I was trying to figure out the best way to share this, I made a couple of notes of things that really make a lot of sense to me, right? And basically that is just what it is, right? The best answers that we need are right in front of us. And they're usually so simple and straightforward that we don't see them. And so often, you know, I recognize these occurrences for what they are, and they're just God-sent blessings. But when you are in a state of ego or assuming that, you know, you already know the answer or you're going to figure out the answer, and of course it couldn't be that most simplest, you know, rudimentary remedy, of course, you know, you don't actually see the answer. You look past it, over it, through it, around it. I mean, you just send yourself all the way all around the world and you don't accomplish what you need. And so, you know, often it takes someone speaking those words into you. And the thing about these words is these are the words that are already in your spirit. They're deeply in your mind, and they are the words that if your soul spoke to you directly, you would hear. So you recognize when those words come to you, they're the words that make you stop and think about what you're going through. And, you know, sometimes you hear those words several times in your life, right? But you may not pick up on it because who is saying it to you? Or maybe you're not ready at that time to receive that answer. But when you are ready to receive the answer, and your soul is aware and open, you will receive the words you need to hear. And it will be a divine life-changing moment. And that's how you will recognize that it is a divine message from God. I don't know what your message will be. I don't know how it will change your life. But I do want to ask you to stop and think about the messages you might be missing. Think about if the messages you are looking past are the ones you need most. And you could keep a notepad, you could, you know, keep a journal, you could tape yourself talking, which is what I do a lot. Or you could just do some creative writing. But think about some of the things that you hear repeating over and over in your life from the people that you love and from people that you respect, or like in my case, someone that I didn't know. But it was a word that, when I heard it, made perfect sense. And so, you know, the thought is that when we find these little gems in life, that we accept them and we use them to grow. And, you know, growth will look like different things to different people. And, you know, only you know what your goals are. My goal, to become a better person and to grow into all that my spirit is designed for me to grow into. So that does require me listening to God and being aware of when He is speaking to me. And when our minds are busy and, you know, we are multitasking or pushing ourselves past the limit, we're just trying to just prove we can do it all, we miss those simple life-changing occurrences when Spirit is speaking to your heart and offering you divine intervention for something you really need to hear. So I think we should just do our best to stay open to the life-changing moments and to welcome them into our lives. It doesn't mean that you fall for scams or you fall for people who do not have your best interest in heart, right? At heart, but you look at where the words are coming from, and you make sure that they are sincere. And you look, sometimes you look past the person who's delivering it to you too, because you have to connect deeper with what you need in order to see where it's at so that you can improve your life. You know, and not everybody wants to improve their life, and that's, you know, that's your choice. You might think you're already where you're supposed to be. I personally know that I'm not. And, you know, I don't sit aside one day out the year and make all these resolutions. I just look at my life and go, okay, what can I fix? What can I improve? How can I live better? What can I do so that I'm being more true to the blessing of the life that I have? Right? Because each time I become one with where my purpose is, what my purpose is supposed to be, I instinctively improve a section of my life that I may not even be aware of. You know, you could start taking care of your body more and not realize how internally your body is changing. You know, maybe your heart starts beating better. Maybe your lungs start expanding more. Maybe your liver becomes, you know, less toxic. You know, maybe it's less fatty. And, you know, when you start thinking of things in those terms, you see it as like a chain effect, right? And so, you know, when we experience a difficult moment, we have to remember that that's just that one moment. And the blessing is that breath is present. And so when you look at your situation, whatever you're dealing with or whatever somebody else is dealing with that they've shared with you, just, you know, sit with your heart, think about it, write about it, pray about it, and trust that the divine solution for you is near. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Whatever you're doing today, make it a great day. And live your life full out. Enjoy it. Honor it. Respect the blessing that you are. And appreciate God's love for you, because it is always present. Until we speak again, be well.